The rise of technologies like rideshare and bike share services has made getting around without having your own car in many of the country's urban areas a lot easier.
A recent report from the Wisperg Foundation actually looks at the availability of these new transportation services in the country's 70 largest cities. Milwaukee ranked 15th in the nation. The top three American cities for transportation innovation, according to the report, are Austin, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C.
Here with us to talk about transportation innovations in Milwaukee is Peter Skopek, Campaigns Director at Wisperg, the Wisconsin Public Interest Research Group. Peter, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, this is the first report of its kind looking specifically at how new technologies can reduce reliance on cars. Why is this the right time to be looking more closely at this?
Exactly. So our report ranks 70 of the biggest American cities on how many new technology services and tools they have to help meet transportation needs. And so we compared the cities based on the presence of these technologies and concepts, so things like ride sourcing, like Uber and Lyft, bike sharing, but then also apps for navigating public transit on smartphones. And the reason that this is important, and again, we found that Milwaukee was ranked 15th among these 70 cities, and that puts Milwaukee really at the front lines of mobility and innovation here. But the reason this is important is because the way that we're getting around is changing. So in the bigger picture, our findings show that technology is really contributing to a revolution in how we get around all across the country, including in Wisconsin. We're just driving less these days than we have been in the past, and these new technologies are making it easier and more convenient for more people to live full and engaged lives without needing to own a car, and that's a big change. That's a big change in many parts across the country.
Now, you said Milwaukee was ranked 15th, which puts it at the head of the pack, and it's still not number one or in the top three. So, where is Milwaukee doing especially well, and where does it stand to gain a little ground?
Sure. So Milwaukee ranked in the top category, really, of cities that we looked at. So it's in what we called the category of cities with abundant choices when it comes to technology-enabled mobility. So there are eight different services and tools in Milwaukee from a number of different providers. So Milwaukee really ranks quite well. So some of the services that Milwaukee has are a municipal bike share program called Bubbler Bikes. There's also ride sourcing, so those are the services called Lyft and Uber. There's car sharing, like Zipcar. You can hail taxi cabs using your smartphone. There's Google Transit, real-time bus information. So really a lot of different services that are already provided in Milwaukee. There is some room for improvement, so more different services could be provided, more different service providers could be brought to the city. Things like one-way car sharing could be implemented as well. But generally speaking, Milwaukee did really well in this report.
Now, these technologies are clearly serving a need, but they can also be expensive. You need internet access. A lot of times you need a smartphone. What does that mean for poor members of a community like, say, Milwaukee?
Sure, that's a great question. And one of the reasons why these technologies are taking off is because these things like internet, broadband access, smartphones are just becoming more and more widespread. So the reason that these services can take off is because more and more people have access to those technologies. And in terms of providing services for segments of the population that don't have access to those technologies, we certainly have to do more to make sure that there's good public transit. I mean, that's really the number one way that many people are getting around, and many people who can't afford to drive are getting around as well. And in a larger sense, we just have to make sure that we're investing our resources not only in driving and expanding, building bigger, newer highways, but also that our public transit needs are being met to serve those populations as well, connect those people to jobs and services, to the doctor's office, to the grocery store.
Now, with Milwaukee, did you zoom in at all about where some of these services are available? Things like Uber and Zipcar and bike sharing, are they, do you find, available in some of the more economically challenged parts of the Milwaukee?
Well, these services are generally available in the urban area. It gets more difficult to kind of the farther out into the suburbs you go. This is something that we saw across the country in many places. The farther out you go, the harder it is to have access to these different services. But we didn't necessarily study specific parts of the city where these technologies are more available than in others.
Now, a lot of these that we've talked about, these are private services. Do you see a bigger role that municipalities could play in expanding availability?
Sure. Well, there's a lot of room for municipalities to work together with some of these companies. So some of the recommendations that we make in the report for policymakers is we think the policymakers should be encouraging collaboration between public transit systems and then these new technology mobility companies. So, for example, encouraging bike sharing and bike sharing locations close to train stops and to bus stops, having ride sharing and car sharing in those areas as well, so that you can, for example, take the bus in from the suburbs or take the train in from the suburbs and then get on a bike that's available through Bubbler, for example. There's also an opportunity to just really expand the availability of real-time information through the public transit system to make it easier to track where buses are and make it more convenient for folks waiting for the bus to know exactly when it's coming. And then also, we think that policymakers should be adopting clear rules and guidelines for these new services to make sure that the public is fully protected and also allowing the services to know what the rules of the game are in that city or in the state.
Do you have a sense of who's using these services so far in Milwaukee?
That's a great question. And these services are being largely used by young people, by the generation called millennials. So those are people who were born between the years of 1983 and 2000. So typically young people, it's usually been young people who've adopted newer technologies faster than most parts of the population. So whether it's cell phones or whether it's using the internet several decades ago or starting to use these kinds of services. So these systems and these tools are being used especially by young people and by millennials who are making choices to live in places where they don't need to own a car to be able to get around. And so as a city, this is also important because if you want to attract and retain these young, bright minds, you increasingly have to provide these technologies and make it easy for these technologies to be around to make it possible to live without a car or to live a car-light lifestyle.
Have you looked at any of the potential downsides of some of these new services? Things like Zipcar and Lyft have been a little bit controversial because they don't have to follow the same guidelines as conventional taxi services. For example, they might not make a provision for the disabled, or they might have surge fees during high traffic periods. Are there some disadvantages that can come along with these that need to be ironed out yet?
Yes, absolutely. And as I said, I think one of the really important things for decision makers to do and for our policymakers to do is to come up with really clear rules of the game to make sure that that these companies understand how to interact with consumers, to make sure that consumers are protected from potential bad actors in the marketplace, and make sure that that there are really clear rules for operating in these marketplaces. So that's definitely something that has to be done and that we have to keep following and be aware of.
Peter, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That was Peter Skopek, Campaigns Director at Wisberg, talking about a new Wisberg report ranking Milwaukee 15th among the country's 70 largest cities for innovative transportation.